When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A couple things trending. This story caught my attention. How old do you have to be to get a tattoo? Apparently in Arizona, if you have your parents' permission, you can be 9. So
what?
Yeah. So that was the uproar after a tattoo artist had someone come in. They wanted their tattoo touched up with something else. They were 10. They got the tattoo when they were 9. And apparently in Yuma, Arizona, as long as you got parents' permission, you can do that at that age. Probably not a good idea because some of those tattoos are permanent, you know, for life. Like, you
I'm
know,
an adult,
all of
I'm
them.
Afraid.
So, yeah. Weez, you'd never do it for the pain, but.
Yeah, no, I probably won't.
Yeah, the 9-year-old in California getting the tattoo. Arizona getting the tattoo seems to be a bit of an issue with some people. Big story in California right now is the wildfires. They are strong Santa Ana winds that are fueling these fires. Pacific Palisades, beautiful homes, many of them on fire. Malibu, pockets of Malibu have fires. You're talking about Pasadena, anywhere along the coast, sort of the Los Angeles area, from the foothills to the oceanside, there are fires burning, getting fueled by strong winds. Some of the strongest winds they've had in history in that area, at least recorded history coming in. They're expecting today winds maybe 100 miles an hour gusts that are going to fuel that fire. And what that does is obviously the wind pumps up the fire and makes it very difficult to put out. It stops any air support, and we're talking helicopters, fixed-wing planes, from doing what they do for fires like this. Makes it very difficult to put out, but it carries the embers to the next neighborhood. And a lot of homes, a lot of buildings, a lot of structures, a lot of displaced people, thousands of people fleeing as the wildfires burn out of control in and around the Los Angeles area, specifically kind of Malibu, Pacific Palisades getting hit hard, but those little pockets keep growing and moving as the winds carry the embers to the next community. So I don't know if you saw the images from overnight, what's going on. It's a very bad situation right now with fire crews seem to be overwhelmed right now as they called in every off-duty firefighter to help with this situation. JetBlue passenger detained after opening an emergency exit for unknown reasons. This is not good. This took place at the airport in Boston Tuesday evening. Attempted to open a door while the plane was taxiing. So
that's
better on
good.
The ground than in the air.
Yeah, definitely.
Got the door open and the emergency slide deployed while the plane was taxiing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, is right. So no injuries reported. State police there arrived there in the evening, said, yeah, we took that guy into custody and was trying to get the other customers on their way as quick as possible. But I got to imagine once that big inflatable slide is deployed, deflating it, wrapping it up, probably not an easy process for the next
no,
flight. So I'm not sure,
I don't
what,
think
I'm not sure
so.
What you do.
Yeah, but it's not,
on there.
I mean, that, and I'm so judgy in the exit rows because there'll be somebody that has no business sitting in an exit row because they are not going to be able to handle that door because it's a 30 to 40 pound door, depending on the plane. And there'll be somebody who is like, can't even lift their suitcase up above their head in the overhead space. And they're sitting there and those emergency exits are like a real thing. And even the, like, I'm always like when the flight attendant's like, are you willing and able to perform the duties if you're sitting in the exit row? And everyone, I need a verbal answer. Yes. And you're looking at the person like, you've got, take the 5 pound weight. Let me see you just do 5 curls with this before you sit there. So that had to be like no one else in the exit row. Guy being able to do that, you got to have to turn the door to the side to deploy that. It's not as easy as it sounds, but where did he want to go so bad?
Back to the Cinnabon?
I guess.
I'm not sure. They were still at the airport. They were taxiing, so they left the little gateway area.
But he must have wanted to get off the plane really bad.
Yeah, maybe forgot something.
Maybe.
I'm not sure, but yeah, you're not supposed to open the emergency exit once the plane is moving or any time unless there's an actual emergency. So they're going to take a look-see at this guy and see what's up.
I think so.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:53.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!